Well, today you may have seen in the Post-Gazette the picture of our guest who's about to join us right now, and he's been with us before. His name is Samuel Black. He is curator of the Heinz History Center's African American Collection, and I'm so excited we were able to get him here this morning. Samuel, I know it's a really busy day for you. And congratulations on the new exhibit that you've curated that has opened on the Pittsburgh Courier, America's Best Weekly.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Thank you very much.
What inspired you to put this together?
Well, a number of things. It's a great local history story, and the opportunity to work with the new Pittsburgh Courier and their staff, as well as the University of Pittsburgh.
Yeah, you know, the new Pittsburgh Courier, I've recently started working more closely with them. And Rod Doss and Stephen Broaddus, and all of, I mean, they're fine writers and photographers and journalists there. It is a good newspaper. I actually enjoy reading the new Pittsburgh Courier because it's very direct, even, and clear in its coverage. And, mm-hmm. and those two gentlemen I mentioned have given the paper a great direction. Mm-hmm. And it's nice also to see so much acknowledgement of the story of the Pittsburgh Courier. Some folks don't realize how influential this newspaper was, employing hundreds of people and just influencing an entire nation. And maybe you can describe some of what people can see at the exhibit that helps document that mm-hmm. amazing history.
Sure. The Pittsburgh Courier was established in 1910. And so the exhibit starts pretty much around the early 1900s. And it sort of lays a background for the founding of the paper, which was during a period of the Great Migration of African Americans moving into Pittsburgh, really within the first 20 to 30 years of the 20th century. The population number of African Americans in Pittsburgh was over 100% increase between 1900 and 1930. And so the Courier was founded within that particular area. The two principal founders of the paper were actually migrants to Pittsburgh, Robert L. Vann and Edward Harlston. Robert Vann was originally from North Carolina, who came to Pittsburgh around 1906 or so to attend the University of Pittsburgh and its law school. And Edward Harlston came to Pittsburgh around 1907, and he worked at the Heinz plant, but he was a native of Charleston, South Carolina. So we really begin the story there, and we really expose those men's background and look at their influence. So it's a great story to look at migrants partnering with longtime Pittsburgh residents to establish this newspaper. And the impetus for the newspaper was that you had this growing African-American population who was making news, and who they were not only making news, but they were also interested in knowing more about not only their new community, but also the surrounding area. So there was a real impetus for the establishment of the paper. Some of the other stories we tell in the exhibition are about the way that the paper developed as a real crusader for civil rights. And I think that when you mentioned before the importance and the influence of the paper, and that's where it really kind of stands out a great deal, is that it was a paper that really addressed a lot of the major civil rights issues, everything from the anti-lynching campaigns of the 20s and 30s to the World War II issues of fighting for democracy abroad and while ignoring democracy at home, the Courier took on those particular issues, as well as the civil rights movement of the 50s and 60s, reporting those stories. But the interesting thing is that the Courier were not so much, their reporters were bystanders. They sent some of their reporters to, undercover to investigate some organizations like the Ku Klux Klan, and undercover in the South and so forth, to report on lynchings and that type of thing. So it was very influential as an investigative journalism business, and not only, as you mentioned, employing people, but the paper had a really unique type of distribution where the Courier had established about 14 different national issues all over the country. It had offices in in New Orleans, Washington, D.C., Atlanta, Detroit, Philadelphia, New York, Chicago, Los Angeles, and various other cities, and produced those local editions as well. But all of those papers were printed on Center Avenue in the Hill District.
Yeah,
so it's a really amazing story.
Yeah, it is. The Courier was ahead of its time in a lot of regards. I mean, to basically a national wraparound that included some local issues from bureaus in these cities, as well as, you know, national content. And to think that it was successful for them to export a newspaper, or print a newspaper, I should say, in Chicago against, or in addition to, the Chicago Defender. Mm-hmm. It's just incredible. The other thing that I think is neat about the Courier, they had tie-ins with radio going back to KQV and WHOD, where men and women from the Courier would read editorials and commentaries and news, too. So it's really an amazing legacy, the paper. So the exhibit runs through October 2nd, I believe, right?
Yes, it runs through October 2nd, and there will be a full slate of programs between February and October, programs including a screening of Ken Love's Newspaper of Record documentary about the Pittsburgh Courier, as well as a symposia and a couple of lectures. So there's a lot for people to really come and enjoy and learn more about the Pittsburgh Courier.
Well, I'm glad you mentioned Ken Love's film. We were just talking to Ken Love yesterday, who lives in Squirrel Hill and has produced this amazing documentary. Some of the people he interviews have passed subsequent to the interview being done, but it really does a good job describing the Courier. One of my, there's a lot I love about the movie, but there's a picture of Salahuddin, or a clip of Salahuddin doing the Courier newsboy shout, you know, Courier, it's on the corner.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's just a just a wonderful film. It really shows the power of it. Did you grow up in Pittsburgh, Sam? I forget.
I'm not a Pittsburgh native, actually. I'm a migrant to Pittsburgh, which makes that whole migration story personal.
Where are you from originally?
I'm from Cincinnati.
Okay. Well, it's really good to have you here, and I hope over the months ahead that we can talk more about things going on in your position as curator of the African American collection at the Heinz History Center. Anything else you'd like to add?
Well, that the exhibit, as we mentioned before, is up until October 2nd, and for people to just come and enjoy it and learn about this really important enterprise in Pittsburgh, and it is really one of the jewels of the history of Pittsburgh that affected not only people in western Pennsylvania throughout the nation, but throughout the world.
Well, thank you. And thanks for taking the time to put together an exhibit, and also to be with us on what I know is a busy weekend with the exhibit opening. Thanks.
Yeah.
That's Samuel Black, curator of the Heinz History Center's African American Collection. More details at History Center. www.allegheny.org, broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square in the Children's Museum of Pittsburgh, along with Ricky Berger. This is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings on public radio.